Good day, listener. It feels good to be here again on yet another episode of the Best of Both Worlds podcast with Adeta Yo. I'm glad to have you all, listeners. Thank you for always giving me feedback and recommendations. They've been so helpful. So on this episode, actually, this is yet another episode where I was a guest on another podcast of a friend, the Cha Cha podcast. Yeah, so I was actually a guest on this episode and we spoke about the award system in Nigeria, basically in the music industry. So we talked about how, you know, the processes, all of the things that needs to be put in place to get a credible award show. I also spoke about some of your favorites, so I think you should listen and let me know what you think. Drop your comments, drop my additions, and don't forget to share as well. So the next voice you will hear is that of Afis Donova of the Cha Cha podcast, and your favorite girl, of course, Adeta Yo.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and members of the Cha Cha Nation. Welcome to another episode of the Cha Cha Let's Talk Music series with yours truly, Afis Donova, aka your musical blog, creator of the Energy Force. I know I get to do it here now. I get to have different guests, and we talk about everything and anything that is music related. And without wasting much of your time, let me allow my guest to introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. Okay, I told you before, I may not be able to keep up with your energy, but we'll just do this.
I'll transfer some energy to you.
Okay, good. My name is Adeta Yo, fellow podcaster. Yeah, host of the Best of Both Worlds podcast. But this is a collaboration. I'm actually a guest.
She's not a guest, but she's my friend, so. She's a Cha Cha gang.
Okay, yeah. I've been inducted into the
gang. Yeah. Welcome to the nation.
All right. Thank you for having me.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. So today I want us to have a conversation around, you know, awards in Nigeria, especially, you know, music award. I mean, the last Eddies, for example, you know, caused a lot of, you know, issues. People were talking and all that. But before we get into the Eddies and all that, let me ask you this. What do you feel about the awarding system in Nigeria generally?
Well, I think award system in Nigeria so far has not been so
glamorous or awardy.
I wouldn't say glamorous, okay. Because if you say glamorous, then you're also taking away the technical aspect and the financial aspect. Okay. Glamorous is what the audience in the house sees. Okay. Yeah. The red carpet and the dress up and makeup and who looks good, who's wearing what. That's just basically like a 10 or 20% of what makes up an event, an awards event. So basically what a lot of people do not know is
it takes a lot to create an award show. Okay. Especially in Nigeria. For the fact that the creative system has not enjoyed a lot of backing or sponsorship from the government, yeah. So we cannot compare our own output to what an award in Europe or America will look like. So as much as organizers try to put together an awards show, people need to understand that a lot of things have gone on in the background. They've had to source for sponsorship. They've had to source for collaborators. They've had to, you know, reach out to vendors to get like the barest minimum cost of everything they will be using, from the set design to the venue to the sound to the visuals to the security, because you also some of these things need to be put in place. So it goes beyond what we see on the TV. Yeah, and another thing is a lot of people just, okay, it's an award, well, they just give out plates to the winners, yeah. And but we also need to understand that there's a lot of processes that goes into actually deciding who gets what.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think you were asking me that question earlier. About
the process.
Yeah, the process that, you know, is put in place before they can say, oh, who is getting this award or who deserves to be in this category. Okay. First, for most awards, let's come to Nigeria now.
Definitely.
For most awards, even though the template is not that different.
Okay.
Because for whatever we do here, we can't take away the fact that we try to
imitate
what we have in the outside world, which is not a bad thing. So for most awards that I know, and the normal process is there's a process for submission.
Okay.
Of entries, yeah, just like we have in Nollywood.
Okay.
And in the film industry.
Film industry.
Yeah. So there's a process, they ask you to submit your songs. So if you're an artist, you're a producer, you're a manager, or basically a fan, a great fan. So what the organizers will have is like, I have a website where people can go and submit songs, and they tell you the songs must have been from a period of
six months
or 1 year. Okay, yeah. And there are times where we also have physical submission.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was like back in the days where you go submit your CD and all of those.
Yeah, that's definitely back in the days.
Yeah, but what they do now is just create a portal where people can submit, oh, I want the song to actually be nominated for this category or this. Or if you have an artist that you're managing, or as a record label, you feel your artist, you know, supposed to participate
yeah.
Okay, in an award, so you submit the song. And for that period, the organizers, you know, set a particular type of submission, is from so-so-so date to so-so-so date. So after that, there's like a set up committee, a set of like an academy of professionals in the industry who come together to, you know, vet or sieve out, because anybody can just submit anything. Yeah. And for a award show, you want credibility. You want to actually give the person who you think deserves the plaque or the recognition. So they go through all the submission and actually say, okay, we think this should be here, this person deserves to be here, or this person has done great, I think this song is top of the charts, and all of those. So those are some of the criteria they look at before they finally come to like a list of nominees for different categories.
All right, so one thing I always look at when an award is come out is I look at the characters. So me, I'm not always particular about who's going to win. I'm always particular about the nominees. Like, this person there, is it worth it? I mean, for example, let's say you put a Davido and let's say a Kiss Daniel, and you say the richest musician. You know, definitely you can say Davido is richer. You understand what I'm saying? Based on, you know, the whole paparazzi and the whole beautiful thing that we've seen. But then again, when you are now putting like that kind of, you know, list, richest musician, then you have a Davido, you have a Kiss Daniel, and there's someone like, let's say, a D'Banj that didn't make that list. Then I begin to wonder, like, is it that D'Banj did not submit himself, or it was those people that decided, like, okay, you know what, D'Banj is not, it's too big for this level, or I don't understand. Because for me, I always have problems with nomination. I don't have problems with the winners, because at the end, I feel like once all of you can be nominated, all of you deserve it, but definitely fan base might not, you know, allow you to win the award. So I really don't, you know, care much. But the nomination, so that's where I get. So that place, is there like what exactly goes on in that place where you say nomination list? And sometimes you obviously know that this guy or this babe not supposed to be that list.
Okay, for credible awards, yeah, let me put it that way. For credible awards, there's a process, because you have an audience,
mm-hmm.
and they're the public.
Mm-hmm.
So even if a D'Banj in court,
yeah,
did not, or his label or his management did not submit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's part of the job of the academy.
Okay.
Or the committee of the professionals. They're supposed to look at those songs,
mm-hmm.
that are worthy to be on that
list. That list. Okay.
Based on the craft, the talent of the artist, how good is this artist? Is it topping charts? What are the type of collaborations? If it has a huge fan base, you know, those are some of the things they look at. So it's not basically because, oh, one artist has huge following, but the song may be crap.
Definitely.
Of course. So for credible awards, like I put it, first is the craft. Is this worthy
enough?
Yeah. Has he gone through the normal? Has he gone through? Or let me say, okay, is it worthy enough? Is it pleasing to the ears? Is he promoting good?
Good vibes, good message, you know,
value
and all that.
Yeah, is it not a song that is to put down a particular tribe or a particular gender or something? So they look at those things. Yeah, that's why we have like the NBC also.
Yeah.
You know, they tell you some songs should play on radio, stuff like that. So those are some of the things that also come into play when they consider songs to in a particular category. And also they also look at, is this song topping chart? How many collaborations has this song been able to get? Is this song, you know, appealing to a huge fan base? And I think basically the topping charts, yeah, is actually an important aspect. So there are times when you see a song topping charts, don't be surprised that the song will make it to an award for that year.
For that year.
Yeah, because for a song to have top charts, that means it's good enough.
Yeah, definitely. So, all right, so now, since you've explained all this, I want to put you on the spot a little bit and ask you one question that I know when we're on the streets, we talk about a lot. Artists, they buy award. How true is that statement?
I don't think I'm the right person to answer. Because I remember the interview Don Jazzy had with
Ibuka.
He said people accused him or his label that they paid for awards, which that is not the case. And for awards that I've worked with, that's not also the case. So, you know, there are so many things that go on in the industry that you feel because this person is getting this, then he must know someone, then he must have bribed someone. But, well, it's the Nigerian thing anyway. But I think for credible awards, like I said, I don't think that's applicable.
Okay. Now, you've spoken about that Don Jazzy and Ibuka interview. Now, there's something I'm always thinking of. Maybe credible awards, they don't buy the award. But are there times whereby those organizers, those, you know, board or whoever else need to criticize the music and look at, okay, look, if we get this guy as a nominee, fans, you know, from the financial aspect of it now, we make return on tickets. You know, it doesn't really care. I mean, I'm saying this now because let's look at the last Eddie's Award. I'm sure you followed up with the Eddie's Award, whereby Wizkid won Artist of the Year. And in my own opinion, it was not even supposed to be on that list. I mean, let's go back from 2018. We know that it's been between Burna Boy, Davido, and even, what's the name, Naira Marley and Mayokun, before you can probably say you want to have Wizkid. I mean, we saw what they did. Yeah, Naira Marley might not get it, because like you rightly said, you know, the kind of music, you know, they make. But then you have Davido, you have Burna Boy, then all of a sudden you go and you give, you know, Wizkid the award. Then there's the great question of, is it because they know Wizkid is going to draw a lot of crowds to watch the award, because this time it was virtual, so there is nobody actually coming for the award. So do those things run in their mind, like, okay, if we just put this person here, even if you know we're winner, if fans don't want to pay money, come buy tickets.
I hope Wizkid FC, they don't come for you.
Yeah, they come for me. I full ground.
Well, let me say this. As much as organizers of an award show want to make money,
okay,
and I don't even think award events should be solely for the money aspect, because I tell you, if you do that, you will fail. Because one, it takes a lot of resources to put an award show together. You have to think about your venue, you have to think about performers, because let me put this out there, a lot of performers you see on stage on that day, some of them get paid.
Wow.
It's true.
Wow.
Some of them get paid. Why? Because the Nigerian creative system, the music or the entertainment
industry,
so to say, there isn't so much room for people to, you know, or reach out to other artists. So if I am going to, as an artist, if I'm coming to perform at your event, irrespective of if it's an award or not, I need to get paid.
Okay.
So let's not forget. So for organizers, yeah, also from the financial aspect, to put more prestige on their award, they try to look out for the top artists.
Okay.
Yeah. The ones with the huge fan base. Nice. Because for instance, I'm organizing an award and I want people to actually take me serious.
Yeah.
I will be looking at I'll be looking at like an artist like Wizkid, Davido, Tiwa, Tenny, Mini. You get?
Yeah.
So imagine I have a show and I have those set of artists. What do you think people will think about my event?
Most definitely.
Of course, so the prestige goes up, definitely. But don't forget that I need resources to also bring these people on board. Music artists in Nigeria, I won't blame them for charging to perform at an event. It's their craft. That's where they make money. That's their business. So to them, it's business. So as much as organizers try to put together an A-list show, there is a whole lot of energy, there's a whole lot of resources and money that needs to go down. Okay, so if, for instance, the, like you said, Wizkid going on with Artist of the Year, and you don't think it deserves to be on the list, looking at the group of artists in that category. So we had Burna Boy, Davido, Wizkid, Mayoko, and Tiwa Savage. Okay. In my own opinion, when you talk about Artist of the Year, that means an all-round
person
that has done exceedingly well in that year in terms of album, in terms of single, in terms of collaborations, and in terms of topping charts.
Okay.
So Wizkid had an album, Made in Lagos. Right?
Made in Lagos drop between the year of, you know, the time period that I don't think Made in Lagos drop.
Oh, within that period.
Yeah, I think it was Soundman Volume 1.
Oh,
the EP dropped towards the end of last year. It was Soundman Volume 1 that dropped.
So
but let's even pick Wizkid Made in Lagos.
Okay.
Now I'm just, you know, talking to you as, you know, do you feel like that album is much more better than Burna Boy's African Giant? I mean, that was an album that literally changed the whole African music scene. I mean, we knew what the album did.
Why do you like to cut? you know one thing I've learned as a creative?
Yeah.
I do not like to pay artists.
Okay.
You get. One artist is good enough in their craft and the other person is also good enough in their craft. So let's leave that to the fans, to the Twitter lords,
yeah,
and the Twitter fights.
The FCs and
exactly. Let's leave those to them. But when the award is supposed to recognize and acknowledge your hard work, even though the fans bring the competition, well, that's one of the things that makes it interesting. But as organizers or as stakeholders in the music industry, we shouldn't be out to you know, peg artists together and say, oh, this song was better or this song was good. It is their craft. We should just respect them and appreciate them in their own little capability.
Okay.
Do you get?
I get.
So everyone knew Burna Boy did exceedingly well this year. Exceedingly well, right? Because immediately, Burna Boy got nominated in the 2019 Grammys. As in, everything changed.
Definitely.
Everything changed. So his label and managers understood the step to take next because they couldn't just do business as usual. And even after winning the Grammys, it is another ball game entirely. what we're going to have next year, we won't even be able to compare it to what we have this year.
True. Definitely.
That's if they get it right.
Definitely. If it doesn't, you know, get to them. But I actually didn't want to talk about the Grammys. But now that you mentioned it, let me just quickly say this. I mean, now I know it's a huge win for, you know, the Nigerian music industry that Burna Boy eventually won the Grammy. And the fact that it was even Burna Boy, you know, and yeah, Wizkid, don't let me forget Wizkid before they got for me this time around. But my question is this. Over the years, we've seen people question the credibility of the Grammys. I mean, this last one, even The Weeknd said he's not going to submit his music anymore. I mean, from history and from what I've checked, Akon has never even won a Grammy. And how we all know how well Akon, you know. So now that Burna Boy is winning the Grammy at this time where a lot of people are, you know, quote unquote, shitting on the Grammy, what do you feel like it's more of a compliment that, you know, he deserves with?
It's the Grammys.
Yeah, of course, it's the Grammys.
Okay. I don't think as much as there will be people who will be, you know, happy about whenever winning Grammys, there will also be people who will feel resented. Yeah. It's a thing with awards.
Okay.
Fans have their favorites.
Yes.
So the issue of favoritism plays in. For The Weeknd, for instance, he hasn't been the only one who would, you know, resent the Grammys. There have been a lot of, especially the black, mm-hmm. the black
community.
And a few Grammys are, you know, sentimental, mm-hmm. and they favor the whites in the industry compared to the black. If you come to Africa here, to in our own Nigeria too, some people, like we had between during the time of Mo Eats and the Olamide crew,
YBN.
And also now between Davido's and Olamide.
YBN.
So there's this faction, and it will always play out. The issue of favoritism will always play out. And who do you find complaining most of the time? The fans. Because my artist didn't win this time, then I feel the other artist does not deserve
to win.
Yeah, so we cannot take that out of the equation. Actually, it's one of the things that makes award interesting. How are you going to stir up conversations? Exactly. So it will always happen. We can't take that away. It will always happen. We'll have people who jubilate, and we'll have people who would, you know, look, oh, they're trash. Oh, they didn't give the person who deserved it. Oh, they're being passionate, or all of those things. But I mean, someone has to win at the end of the day.
Yeah, definitely. Someone has to win. I mean, let's look at this is just, you know, not part of our conversation, but like you said, somebody has to win. The rap categories of the Grammy was won by Nas. And imagine all the years that Nas has been doing his music. This is the first Grammy ever he's going to win. And technically, if you look at all those in that category, I mean, except for the fact that Nas is an OG, we are talking of the quality of the album they dropped. I think Nas will probably be like third on the list. But then again, like you said, somebody has to win. So don't let us, you know, stretch much on that. So we are, you know, almost getting to the end of, you know, this conversation. But before you go, I noticed that at the beginning, you didn't actually tell my fans what you do. So let them know what you do. This is okay. Where you say yourself to the world. Free adverts now.
Actually, aside being a podcaster,
yeah,
I also do PR and communications.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you have a campaign that you want to promote, or you have a product or service, or if you as an individual want to mm-hmm. present yourself as a brand, you know, we can do that for you. Mm-hmm. You know, promote you, manage you, and so digital marketing, basically.
If I bring the Chacha brand alpha, hope you are not going to charge me.
Yeah. I won't charge you much, but when you're coming, call me.
I should call you. All right, no problem. Let's, you know, let's have a little bit of fun. Tell us something about yourself that most people don't believe.
Okay. Don't believe.
Yeah, like when you see people like, how is that possible?
Okay, I'm training to become a sound engineer.
Wow.
So be on the lookout.
Okay. Okay, so are you part of the six packs girl, or you're sort of, you know, what's your, you know, preference when it comes to guy at the first glance?
For me, speak well.
Speak well.
Yeah. Wear nice shoes.
Okay.
And smell nice.
I'll smell nice.
Then we can start from there.
We can okay. Okay, finally, for my male fans, definitely I ask this every time, you know, I have a female guest. So even if I have a male guest, I do ask the question. So is it single, entanglement, Godwin, or off the market?
Totally off the market. If you don't want trouble, totally off the market.
All right. Thank you very much, Adetayo, for being here. I really, really enjoyed this conversation, and I hope that we can get to do this, you know, some other time.
Okay.
So if they want to, you know, listen to your podcast, how can they get to listen to your podcast?
On any podcast platform, Spotify, Anchor, Radio Republic, any podcast platform whatsoever, just type in the Best of Both Worlds podcast.
Best of Both Worlds. That
with
reminds
Adetayo,
me.
With Adetayo.
Best of Both Worlds. That reminds me of this Al Kelly and Jay-Z's album they did back in the day.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. We've come to the end of another interesting episode of the Cha-Cha Let's Talk Music series with Adetayo. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. It's like, come your way with another episode. My name will always remain Afis Donova, aka your musical blog, creator of the Energy Force. Peace out.